I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist at the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Tuscaloosa is competing with nearly 70 other communities for part of a $500 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. APR's Mackenzie Bates attended a public meeting yesterday. He files this report.
City officials and residents gathered inside the Rosedale Court apartment complex to identify what they see as important points. Members of the Recovery Operations for Tuscaloosa asked people about resiliency, at-risk populations, and overall impacts that could lead to the city winning part of the grant. Tuscaloosa City Councilman Harrison Taylor says it is all about being prepared.
You know, years before, I was a postman, and sirens go off, and everybody kept on doing that thing. But after 2011, we take it very seriously in Tuscaloosa. We saw the devastation that can happen to homes, in your car, on the streets, and I think everyone.
The grant would help areas like Alberta City. That community was hit hard by the April 27th tornado in 2011. If Tuscaloosa is invited to compete in Phase 2, they will begin proposing project ideas at the end of the year. Mackenzie Bates, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
The suspense is set to end today for sports fans for the University of Alabama, Auburn, and colleges across the country. Today is National Signing Day. It's when high school athletes officially decide who they're going to be playing for in the fall. The final jostling and negotiating typically generates a lot of last-minute buzz as the signed letters of commitment come in. B.J. Milliken is the assistant sports director at WVUA in Tuscaloosa. He says it's not uncommon for players to change their mind even at the last minute.
You know, every school that is on these prospects is continuing to try to flip them and get them to change their mind. So it's a constant battle even up until the last minute before they sign that form and fax it in.
The University of Alabama is expected to have the top class in college football for the fifth year in a row, and Auburn will probably close with one of the best players in the country, Byron Cowart. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals refused Alabama's request for a stay on the same-sex marriage order. This means that same-sex marriage will most likely be legal in Alabama on February 9th. But state attorneys aren't giving up yet. Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange has submitted an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court asking them to put the federal order on hold. Strange says he'd prefer the gay marriage ruling put on hold until the Supreme Court addresses the issue nationally later this year. Unless the Supreme Court extends the hold on that order, Alabama same-sex couples will be able to marry on Monday. U.S. District Judge Callie Grenade, who declared Alabama's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional, has refused requests to lift the stay on her order immediately. And an Alabama high school basketball game set state and tied national scoring records. That game between Bibb County and Brookwood ended after 32 minutes of regulation with a score of 2-0. Now your forecast.
Highs top out in the 50s today. Look for partly to mostly cloudy sky. Small chance for a shower or two over South Alabama. Most areas stay dry. Temperatures will fall down to the 30s tonight. Low 40s along the Gulf Coast. A few snow flurries are possible. Far North Alabama early on Thursday. Highs only in the 40s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.